Unit 3. Change. Track 18.
First of all, Mr. Henderson, what was your main reason for the acquisition?
Well, it'll benefit our group in many ways. Obviously, we expect the deal to boost our earnings. It's bound to be good for our bottom line. Not immediately, but the year after next, we're hoping...
Hold on. It sounds to me, from what you're saying, it'd be bad for your bottom line, wouldn't it?
Look, like all acquisitions, the reorganisation will involve additional costs. So these will affect earnings in the early stages. All mergers are costly at the beginning.
I suppose there'll be savings as well.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, savings in terms of personnel, staff cuts, redundancies.
I'd rather not comment on that if you don't mind. We're in the early stages at present. Nothing's been decided yet.
So what are the synergies? What are the main benefits, apart from boosting earnings in the long run?
Well, we plan to expand the TV channels, offer more variety and sell more entertainment products. Also, we'll import a lot of Australian films for Asian audiences. I want to make our new group a strong force in Asia.
I see. Are you worried about the cultural differences between the two organisations?
Not really. There'll be some initial problems, no doubt, but our managers have an understanding of Chinese culture, and don't forget, I'm a fluent Mandarin speaker. But of course, the working language in the group will continue to be English.
Right, thanks very much, Mr. Henderson. I hope your company will be very successful in the future.
Thank you.